This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Supreme Court today granted bail to Delhi Chief Minister and AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal in a corruption case registered by the CBI in the alleged liquor policy scam. Chief Minister Kejriwal was granted bail subject to bail bonds of 10 lakh rupees. The Apex Court also put conditions on his release on bail, saying the AAP leader should not make any public comments about this case and should be present for all hearings before the trial court unless exempted. On Wednesday, a Delhi court had extended the judicial custody of Chief Minister Kejriwal till the 25th of this month in connection with the liquor policy scam. Union Minister for Heavy Industries and Steel, H.D. Kumaraswamy, has said the recently approved Prime Minister E-Bus Seva Payment Security Mechanism scheme will support deployment of more than 38,000 electric buses, e-buses, from the financial year 2024-25 to financial year 2028-29. Briefing the media, Mr. Kumaraswamy said the Union Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved the scheme for procurement and operation of e-buses by public transport authorities with an outlay of 3,435.33 crore rupees. He said the scheme will support the operation of e-buses for a period of up to 12 years from the date of deployment. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh will launch a dedicated online portal today to monitor the progress of Special Swachhata Campaign 4.0. The special campaign aims to institutionalize Swachhata in all offices of the central government with a saturation approach. The government has decided to observe special campaigns every year from October the 2nd to the 31st to institutionalize Swachhata and reduce pendency. Special Campaign 4.0 will be preceded by a preparatory phase from September the 16th to September the 30th, 2024. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has instructed all states and union territories to strictly monitor the manufacturing and sale of adulterated sweets, savouries and dairy products during the festive season. It also requested them to conduct frequent enforcement and surveillance drives during the festive season to prevent such malpractices. In a letter, FSSAI noted that the demand for sweets, savouries, milk and milk products like ghee, khoya and paneer increases during the festive season. This heightened demand also increases the economic motivation to adulterate these products. It emphasized that preventive measures, including special surveillance and enforcement drives at hotspots, can effectively curb these practices while ensuring product safety. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have arrested one terror associate of Jammu and Kashmir Ghaznavi Force outfit with explosives and ammunition in Poonch district last evening. During a joint search operation by security forces at Pothau Bypass in Surankot, the suspect was arrested with a bag containing three hand grenades, explosive substances and other incriminating material. Preliminary investigation established his identity as Mohammed Shabir, a resident of Daryala Naushera. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has warned of heavy rain in Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan over the next few days. The downpour is expected as a result of a depression that developed over central India. In Uttarakhand, IMD has issued a red alert for heavy rain in seven districts and orange alerts for the rest of the state. The Disaster Management Department has instructed all agencies concerned to ensure preparedness and complete necessary arrangements. In Uttar Pradesh, authorities are on high alert, especially in western and Tarai region, in the wake of the alert issued by the IMD. Red and orange alert have been issued for many parts of Uttar Pradesh as the state braces for heavy rain in the next 24 hours. U.S. President Joe Biden will host the fourth in-person Quad Leaders Summit in Delaware on the 21st of this month and is looking forward to welcoming Prime Minister Narendra Modi as well as other leaders. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the summit will focus on bolstering strategic convergence among Quad countries, advancing a shared vision of free and open Indo-Pacific region and delivering concrete benefits for partners in key areas. And with that, we end this news bulletin.